This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. Lisa Simeone is away. As Americans wait for a signal as to what will come next in the war on terrorism, President Bush gave his strongest signal yet that it will target the Taliban, and it will come soon.
The Taliban has been given the opportunity to surrender all the terrorists in Afghanistan and to close down their camps and operations. Full warning has been given, and time is running out.
President Bush speaking in his weekly radio address. A huge amount of firepower is now poised in the region. Two aircraft carrier groups are there. Two others are thought to be on the way. 350 planes are poised around the Gulf and 30,000 American troops. This weekend, 1,000 soldiers trained especially for mountain warfare are heading to Uzbekistan. The Pentagon has confirmed the 10th Mountain Division from Fort Drum, New York, has been deployed. But all of this is happening with little other official word. In Fort Drum, the secrecy has left many military families with questions about where their loved ones are and when they're coming back. From the town of Evan Mills, just outside Fort Drum, North Country Public Radio's David Summerstein has this report.
In the sewing room of Brandon's military supply, just outside the front gate of Fort Drum, the seamstresses are hunched over their machines, trying to keep their minds on their work. It's easy for your thoughts to wander these days, says Crystal Barker, when you're married to a soldier and you haven't heard from your husband for days.
It's scary. I mean, he hasn't been home, so I don't know what's going on.
It's been busier than normal at the store lately. Fort Drum soldiers are trained to deploy at a moment's notice, so many have been coming in to pick up last-minute supplies and uniforms. Kathy Airy reaches into a plastic bag full of name and rank patches. She's sewing them on camouflage fatigues.
Just squaring up rank. We've had questions like, if I drop off my uniform, if I'm not going to be here for a while, is it going to be safe? I've heard that a few times. We're like, oh, don't worry about it. You know, it'll be here when you get back type thing.
Airy's husband is scheduled to join a peacekeeping mission in Kosovo this month, rather than the wartime activity in Central Asia. But as the wife of a career Army soldier, she knows nothing certain.
Even though I know he's going to Kosovo, I don't know what's going to happen as soon as he gets over there. So it's basically I'm taking it one day at a time and doing what I need to do.
Airy says she knows some women whose husbands have already left unexpectedly, but they don't know where or for how long. Rumors and false alarms spread quickly, and many in the Fort Drum community are in the dark. One employee at a nearby Kentucky Fried Chicken says soldiers' wives who worked there were lined up at the phone one night to find out if their husbands were the ones deployed. Fort Drum public affairs officials have remained tight-lipped about the details of deployment. One thing's for sure, the 10th Mountain Division's light infantry is a major ingredient in the Pentagon's war plans. Fort Drum soldiers are trained for quick strike missions in rugged terrain. They use high-tech Black Hawk and Kiowa helicopters that can pop out quickly from behind mountains. They can also drop 20 fully equipped ground soldiers during each strike. On a recent visit to the Army base, New York Senator Charles Schumer told Fort Drum families that troops here are ideally suited for action in Central Asia.
These days, you're not going to bring heavy tanks and huge howitzers into Afghanistan. The Russians learned that. You're going to need quick, mobile forces, and it's like the 10th Mountain.
If one part of this new type of war is the speed and flexibility of Fort Drum's light infantry, another is its emphasis on secrecy and surprise. Down the road from the supply store, Rick Novy works with military families to arrange loans and debt consolidation. He's a retired soldier who deployed to Haiti with the 10th Mountain Division in the mid-90s, so he understands when President Bush said there may be victories in the new war we never hear about.
This isn't something that needs to be broadcast through every living room in America. Their job requires secrecy. Not only do we not know what's going to happen, their enemy doesn't know what's going to happen. And that unknown, I think, is going to work in our soldiers' favor.
But what throws off the enemy also confuses those left behind. All the secrecy leaves military spouse Sheila Caschio unsure what to tell her family, except that their dad may be going away.
I don't know. That's basically, you just have to wait and see. I think my main concern is the kids. The kids get scared about everything. that's just what I try to take care of, is just keeping the kids calm, basically.
For now, she's reassuring her kids and herself with the same news reports and rumors everyone else has. For NPR News, I'm David Summerstein in Evans Mills, New York, outside Fort Drum.